You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of a radio discussion in which 2 people are talking about a sports team.
Well, obviously I was gutted that the home team didn't come out on top in the last game, but it wasn't altogether a surprise. There were 3 of them out there making their debut, and you can tell they were overawed by the occasion. Of course it was going to impact on the overall team performance. You can't put the blame on the coaching staff. Look at their track record. Giving the novices a chance was a very poor decision on the part of the manager, and it backfired.
I'm with you there. But look, what concerns me more are the rumours about the team's top 2 players.
Henderson and Torres? Yes, if it's true they're set on offering their skills to the highest bidder. They've got no regard for their fans, apparently.
That's what it looks like, certainly from the outside. A shame, because between them, they've inspired a generation, no question. You have to wonder whether the newspapers are just stirring things up, but if these players are quitting and going overseas for the big books, that's extremely disappointing. That shouldn't be their primary motivation.
They wouldn't be the first to go down that route.
Extract 2. You hear part of an interview with a musician.
Jason, can I ask why no one from your group attended the awards ceremony?
Well, when we were nominated for the award, we were on tour and the travelling had been fairly tough on us. I was just thinking, oh, I need a break from this. But sure, just for a moment, I guess we did get a kick out of it that people had voted for us. I mean, we were up for the same award as some really big names, legends. But we've consistently used our music to attack capitalism, so how could we justify going to something sponsored by the corporate world?
The songs you write, what do they mean to people?
Well, the lyrics, I hope, will get some people thinking, maybe get them to look at life from a different angle. But do I think we can change society? We're not so egotistical as to think we can do that. Seriously, I'd rather we keep a low profile and get on with making decent music people can connect with. Some groups might have a burning ambition to be on top, to get maximum publicity. If that's the way they want to go, good luck to them.
Extract 3. You hear 2 students discussing a fundraising event they took part in.
So, Max, what did you do for the fundraising?
I signed up for a 40-hour fast.
What? 40 hours without any food? That sounds a bit tough.
You can have water, but to be honest, I only made it to 35 and then I had to call it quits because, you know, I was absolutely famished and I was about to pass out. But no one's giving me a hard time about it, and I think my sponsors might all pay up anyway. Next year, I'll definitely take up the challenge again and see it through to the end. I don't really see it as a failure, more like a practice run. Anyway, what about you?
I gave up my phone for 40 hours.
Your phone? That's hardly an ordeal. You're supposed to give up something essential.
Look, I raised over €100, and every little helps. It was just as hard for me to do without my phone as it was for you to give up food, and at least I managed to go the distance. I suppose I did have access to my tablet, but that's beside the point.